What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Episode 8, Sports Medicine 1 for Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. All right, so today I'm going to be recording with some of my sports medicine students. We have four mics, so I'm going to have three on, and then we'll see how many step up for the second round. And then I'm going to edit all those into one large podcast, just basically about the first 5 weeks of Sports Medicine 1 course. And then some of these students are also my student athletic trainers, so you'll get a little bit of their input too. And then again, you know, this is all about the students here, so I got to teach them to do it, and then I'm recording them and on them live. So just real quick about the sports medicine course before we jump right into the kids. What we've done so far, we've done team building where they get to know each other, where they learn how to work together, learn how to form a team. First aid CPR AED certification, pretty much all of them have passed that. And we've done field setup where they learn basically the jobs of what a student athletic trainer does during the athletic period. So filling up coolers, getting heel and lace pads ready, stocking kits, filling up the chillers, the cows, the pigs, whatever you call them. They've set up the field for the freshman football games on campus. We took them on tours of the training rooms. We have three different training rooms here at Pasadena. We've checked out our athletic trainer website, which some of you can do because you already know, because that's where you get the podcast from. And then we've also done an introduction of podcasting, and you know, I've showed them that real quick. The training room management, that's where they learn how to, you know, file and do the other things that we take care of in the training room. So that's pretty much what we've done so far in the first 5 weeks. I know Bill's mother-in-law was sick, and she recently passed away, so we were kind of cramped. So we extended the field setup and management part for an extra week because I was having to do both sports medicine instructor and athletic trainer in the training room for that athletic period. And so, you know, we would have gone over thermal injuries and been done with that by now, but, you know, it is what it is. Athletic trainers are flexible. So without further ado, my Sports Medicine 1 course students. Oh, real quick. I'm sorry. Let me throw this out there. Here's how we break it down in Pasadena ISD. Year 1, you're in Sports Medicine 1. Year 2, you're in an athletic period. Year 3, you're in Sports Medicine 2. And year 4, you're in the athletic period. So that way the kids get the elective credit for the course, and then they get their athletic credit for being in the athletic period. So when they're in the athletic period, they're in the training room doing all the work, learning stuff directly hands-on. And then when they're in the classroom, they're learning the book work, but they're also doing a lot of hands-on stuff. So that's a great thing about what Pasadena ISD has done with the sports medicine course, and it also gives us a little bit of flexibility. We can put freshmen or sophomores in Sports Medicine 1, and then juniors or seniors in Sports Medicine 2, depending on when they enter the program with us. So now back to it. Without further ado, my Sports Medicine 1 students. All right, so here we are. We are going to go ahead and get right on into the first four of my Sports Medicine 1 students. We have Michelle.
Hello.
And Karen.
Hey.
And Sarah.
Hey.
All right, one of our first discussion points. Actually, let's go ahead and say, Michelle, you are a
sophomore.
So she's in 10th grade. You have a nickname?
Nope.
No? No nicknames? All right, anything interesting, special awards that you would like to mention?
I'm a trainer.
You are a student athletic trainer? Yes, that is correct. A very good one.
And that's it.
That's it? All right, remember, make sure you speak into the microphone.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Sarah.
Hello.
You're a 9th grader, correct?
Yes, sir.
Nickname?
No, not really. Not yet. Oh, well, the football players call me Andy. So I go by Andy.
Why Andy?
They say I look like a 10th grader named Andy, so they call me Andy.
Okay. All right. So whatever.
Yeah.
And special awards, details, things you'd like to...
I love zebras.
You love zebras. Do you have any at home?
She wishes.
No. But they live in Africa.
They also live in the zoo. So, all right. Sarah Zebra Avina and Anna Karen.
Hello.
And you are also a ninth grader. Do you have a nickname?
I have so many. Since my name is Anna, they'll call me Anna Banana or Anna Bobana, or since I'm really little, Shorty or Nana. I have so many.
All right. So we'll just stick with Anna Karen then rather than fight through all the confusion of the nicknames. What about special awards? Anything interesting?
I'm in choir.
You're in choir. Anything more about that?
The a cappella choir. I'm the only freshman in there.
And in case you don't know, a cappella is the top choir, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a freshman in the top choir, it's pretty good. Any other interesting facts? Any y'all want to throw out there? Michelle, Sarah?
Being a trainer is really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Being a student trainer, a lot of fun. Anything else?
Nope. Not really.
No? All right. We'll go into our first question. Why don't you give me a little bit of background? We'll start with Michelle. Michelle, did you play any sports in junior high? And if so, which ones?
No, I didn't play sports.
No sports at all?
Nope.
All right. Well, so obviously you're not playing any now, but you are a student athletic trainer.
Yes, sir.
Sarah, did you play sports in junior high?
Yes, sir. I played volleyball and cross country.
Volleyball and cross country. And you're not doing those now?
No, sir.
Is there any specific reason?
No, I just want to try something new.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. And Anna Karen.
I ran track and cross country.
Ran track and cross country.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing those?
I wanted to, but I can't because I already have my electives.
So you could still do them after school.
They wanted me to drop the sports medicine class.
Hmm. Okay.
So I was like, no.
So your schedule's pretty packed with some other stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, well, glad you're here and glad you stuck with it. You're not dropping us. So this is our first real year of sports medicine. Last year we had it where we just stuck our student athletic trainers in there. And this is a class of mostly freshmen or at least new athletic trainers anyways. And so we have 8 kids in here now, which is pretty good.
And a good start.
Yeah, none of them were with us last year, so I get to build brand new relationships. So it's a good start. And then, you know, we definitely have somewhere to go, and we'll do more advertising to the junior highs next year. So, all right. Starting on the opposite end, Anna Karen.
Yeah.
Why are you interested in sports medicine?
Because I actually want to be a nurse when I get older. I want to be a traveling RN, maybe, or work with kids. So I thought maybe learning about medicine early on would help me.
All right. So you're interested in medicine later, and so, you know, want this to kind of give you a jump start on that path?
Yeah.
That's an excellent reason to be in sports medicine. And then I'm sure you've also heard about the health science technology and the HOSA and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be very beneficial.
That's till next year, though.
Yeah. So make sure you get into that, get involved with that. So, all right, Miss Avina.
Yes.
Same question. What interests you about sports medicine?
Because I want to go into the medical field when I get older.
All right, any specific area of the medical field?
I want to be a pediatrician.
Pediatrician.
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Michelle,
Sarah
too?
Sarah sounds all polite. Yes. Saying yes, sir.
All right, so
yes,
all three of my students right now are interested in being in the medical field later. So they're using this as a jump start to their sports or their medicine career to gain some basic knowledge, some skills, meet some friends, and, of course, hang out with the awesome Jackson. All right. All right, so we are about, what, 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks, 5 weeks?
I think it's five.
Yeah, I think this is the end of the 5th week. And so to start off here in the middle, Sarah, so far we've been through about 5 weeks in the Sports Medicine 1 course. What have you learned so far?
So far I've learned how to wrap hands, wrist, and I'm first aid and CPR certified.
First aid CPR certified, and you learned how to tape hands and wrist. Okay. Anna Karen?
Yep.
Same question. What have you learned so far from sports medicine?
Everything from first aid to CPR. Learned how to properly wrap wrists and fingers. And That's pretty much it.
Okay. And Michelle, anything different?
CPR, first aid, splinting, and wrapping.
Splinting and taping?
Yes.
First aid, CPR. All right, so that's pretty much what we've covered so far. What I have written down, we did some team building, stuff to, so they get to know each other. First aid, CPR, AED, field setup, training room tour, our athletic trainer website, training room management. We did a brief introduction to the podcast. I let them listen to one of the ones we've done before. And then Michelle actually was one of my guests on the last one we did, the impromptu. So we learned quite a bit, but obviously the CPR, AED were the big things. And now most everybody in the class is CPR, AED certified. First day CPR, AED certified. So
most.
Yeah, pretty much. We're working on it. We're working on it. So, all right. And if you hear music in the background, like I said, our facilities, our studio is on right on the other side of the football locker room, which, you know, they got some music going on in there, and today is game day, so they're trying to get extra pumped up, but, you know, it's what it is. It's what we got to work with. So, all right, we're going to go switch gears a little bit, see what I'm not doing so well, because, you know, I'm pretty much the sports medicine teacher. Doc does the athletic period during the time I do sports medicine. So, starting off with Michelle.
Yes.
All right, what have you not liked or, you know, really not liked or just kind of somewhat not liked? What's been your least favorite thing so far that you've learned in sports medicine?
The heat.
The heat?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good because that's something I can't control. So the heat outside, in case you're listening to this at a different time than, you know, right when we're recording it, in Houston, we were having the drought and the record temperature, record highs, and 30 out of 31 days in August were over 100. I think that's right. And so it's been really hot, and, you know, student athletic trainers were outside usually from about 1 till 6, somewhere in that time frame. That's the hottest part of the day, so it's quite understandable that she doesn't like the heat. So, all right, jumping over to Anna Karen.
Yes. What didn't I like? I didn't like carrying the ice coolers because I'm so little and weak. So that kind of hurt.
All right, so carrying the ice cooler is hard for Nana, the little one. understandable, but it's part of the job of being a student athletic trainer. And that's one of the things we want to teach them is, you know, what we do as athletic trainers. And not just we're going to teach you some of the content, but we're going to let you get some experience on what we really do. So. All right, and Sarah?
Parking the trash cans.
All right, so yeah, we have
I've seen that. It's like, it's a fail by Sarah.
we have trash cans that we put in garden or lawn carts that we get from, like, Lowe's, and we have to fill them with water, and then we put a little pumper on top. And so the kids struggle to park these things. Pretty much every one of them struggles. And so
I always end up crashing into the door.
Or into the cow.
They're really heavy.
So I will give them they're not the easiest thing to drive, but it's really not that difficult. But, hey, freshman, what can you expect?
Hey. Oh, so now that we are, oh, the freshmen, oh, automatically, oh, they're freshmen.
Well, you can't have learned it before, so that's what I'm all about. I am a teacher. Everything I do is to educate. Everything. All right. So now that we've gotten through the negative stuff, there shouldn't be any other negative comments, you know, of course. So let's start with Michelle. Michelle, what has been so far the favorite thing that you've done or learned in sports medicine?
Everything.
All right. So you got to narrow that down. Everything. You gotta.
She liked working with the lube.
Making heel and lace pads.
Yeah, done the lubricant.
Yeah. And being CPR and AED certified.
All right, so getting CPR AED certified. Is there a reason, specific reason you like the CPR AED certification
so more? So I can be able to go to the games.
Oh, yes. That is a requirement for them to go to the varsity games, CPR AED certification. So, but it's also cool because now you, wherever you go in life, you are CPR certified. The mall, the playground, mm-hmm. The couch, Whatever.
Yeah, of course, because, like, everyone uses CPR on the couch.
Well, some of you have some parents that are kind of old, or aunts, uncles, grandparents that stay at home with you, so you now know the signs of a heart attack. So.
Yep.
There you go. Very useful information. And then right around the corner, Sarah, what is your favorite thing so far?
Meeting new people and helping my friends.
Okay, well, besides me being your absolute favorite, who's the person that you have most enjoyed getting to know?
Lolly.
Lolly? I know she's worked with Lolly a couple times as we've been doing the field maintenance. And
yeah, she's really nice.
Field maintenance and setup, so you have to excuse the bell. That's dismissing them from first lunch, so. All right, and there's probably going to be another one in like 2, 3, 4 minutes, something like that, so. Try and skip through that. So meeting new people, which is always a great thing, because you meet with people, you work with them in a lot of different ways, either at games, at practice, cleaning up, taping wounds, whatever. So, Anna Karen.
I enjoy learning the first aid.
Learning the first aid stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so watching all the videos where somebody has a drill bit stuck in their arm. Or so, anything else about that? Is there a specific reason you like the first aid videos?
Because it was more hands-on, because we ended up doing the taping afterwards, the splinting, like hands-on.
All right, very cool. That's good. I like hearing that, because that's kind of one of the goals of this course, is to show you how to do things and not teach you how to do something at some point later in life. But this is something that you're going to learn today, you're going to do today, and you're going to be able to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So that's cool. Thanks for sharing that. So, all right, our next topic of discussion. What do you hope to learn more about before the course is over? All right, I'll ask for a volunteer. Who's got something they'd like to volunteer here?
Sarah wants to volunteer. Oh, no. Never mind.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Michelle.
To learn about the stuff we haven't learned yet.
Of course. What stuff?
I don't know.
So like, you're just interested in learning whatever we have to learn?
No, like stuff we haven't learned yet.
I know. As I'm saying, you're interested in whatever we have not learned?
Yes.
All right. Is there something specific you're looking forward to learning? Maybe about the bones or about the muscles or
the
about
bones.
Heat? Oh, see, there's that other bell I was telling you about. The bones?
Yes.
I think that's what you're going to be most interested in? All right.
Yes.
Quick quiz. How many bones are there in the body?
100 and something.
206 bones in the average adult human.
Because isn't there less bones inside a child? Or is it more?
There's actually more because the cranium is fused.
Because they haven't fused together yet.
Correct.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Some people have other bones which are not normal. But
in the average adult.
Yeah, so I'm saying the average adult, 206 bones. All right. Next, Sarah.
I want to learn more about, like, wrapping ankles and, like, what to do when someone gets hurt on the field, because I'm on the side with the water bottle right now.
All right, so you want to learn how to be more of an athletic trainer rather than just a water carrier.
Yes, sir.
All right, good, because anybody can carry water, but not anybody can know first aid, CPR, AED, or know how to tape, or know what to do if there's a concussion or injury. So, yep, that's the whole goal of this course, and I am going to be pleased to teach you. And Anna Karen.
Pretty much the same thing as what Sarah said, learning how to properly care for someone, because in a life or death situation, you know, you kind of want to know what to do.
All right. Like I said, these skills are something they are going to be able to use outside of class. And so I've had students use these things before outside of class. And so I think it'll be good. We'll continue to use the, we'll continue to practice and go over the CPR first aid. And just as we learn more, you'll get more comfortable with it. So, all right, so this is our first batch of Sports Medicine 1 students. Y'all have anything else you'd like to add about the course, about student athletic trainers.
It's really fun.
It is really fun.
And you make a lot of new friends and
meet a lot of new people.
You learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's if we really want to work in the medical field, it kind of gives you prior knowledge.
All right.
That's it.
Sounds good to me. So, Michelle, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sarah?
You're welcome.
And Anna Karen.
You're welcome.
And we're going to stop it there for the next set. All right, so here we are with our second set of Sports Medicine 1 students, and Sarah is rejoining us. So you'll hear a little bit from her. She'll comment. She's going to kind of be working on her co-host abilities. So she'll be asking some of the questions. She'll be filling in Doc Spot, which is normally on our show notes, the red ones. So, Sarah, you see the red questions up here?
Yes, sir.
You can see them on mine, or you can see them on the screen up there. So the red ones are going to be the ones that you question our two new guests on.
Okay.
Some of our guests are our sports medicine students were either shy or just not want to be recorded. So we'll just take the opportunity and go with what we got. All right, we're going to start it off with Mariah. Mariah, what's your full name?
Mariah Chano.
Mariah Chano, you are a ninth grader?
Yes, I am. I'm Fishy.
And you have a nickname that you prefer to be called is?
Yaya.
Yaya, and that's because?
My little brother couldn't say my name when he was little, he was younger, so he only said the Yaya part, I guess, and it kind of stuck with me ever since. So, Yaya.
So those are the coolest nicknames is whenever it's, I guess, something that has a meaning rather than, all right, I'm going to call you Cookie Monster because you eat cookies. Everybody eat cookies, but it's your little brother, so it's something that really means something to you. So that's really cool. All right, any details, awards, or something really cool you want me to talk about?
Sure.
You're an orchestra, so you're hanging out with Mr. Bonas?
Yes, I do.
All right, anything else? Did you ever get like a perfect attendance award or something like that?
I have before in the past.
All right, and I know you've already missed a day this year, so.
Yes. I'm sorry, Jackson.
You missed your perfect attendance for high school already.
I messed it up, man. It's okay.
All right. Anything else really cool about Yaya you want us all to know?
I can lick my nose.
You can stick out your tongue and touch your nose?
Yes, I can.
Alondra can, too.
All right. I know, obviously, this isn't a video feed, but let's see it. All right, so apparently our other guest has that same talent. Alondra, let me see. And did you know that I can also do that, too?
Oh, Jackson's awesome.
Well, I think I win. I think I can touch, like, almost the end of my nose.
So can my friend. That's cool.
All right, so, Sarah?
Can you do it?
Can you do it?
No, I can't.
Aww. Get out of this group.
That's all right.
That's all right. Anybody in our audience? Anybody in our audience? Can you stick out your tongue and touch your nose?
I'm sorry. I like it to slip a little.
Addie Karen can do it, too.
All right, so we got almost half of our class can stick out their tongue and touch their nose with their tongue.
This
right,
should
that is an
video.
Amazing, special talent. Maybe we'll take a picture and post it. So, all right. And we didn't get to fully introduce Alondra. Alondra, give us your name.
Well, my name is Alondra Antiveros. I don't have a middle name. I wish I did. They call me Nona. My family does, and some of my friends.
All right. I didn't want to say Alondra's name because she's Alondra Antiveros, or however she says it so
Alondra
much better than
Antiveros.
I do. So I wanted to go ahead and give her the opportunity to get that out there. So thanks for sharing us and giving us all a little bit of culture. All right. Besides the fact that you have a freakishly long tongue and can touch your nose, what else you got, Alondra?
Well, I'm a fishy. I'm a ninth grader.
Is it? No. Do you ever win the Super Bowl of track and field or something?
No. In my seventh grade year, I played basketball, but that's about it. That's all the sports I've played. All
right. So you're a basketball star in seventh grade. And if you doubt that she was a star, then you can check the facts on ESPN. Alondra Antiveros seventh grade.
In orchestra?
So.
No, I'm not in orchestra anymore. I never made it to honors. I wish I did too.
We never were made chamber it. Buddies.
We were me and Yaya were chamber buddies. And I quit orchestra to be in this awesome class. Because I think it would help me in my career that I want, like as a doctor or a nurse. So,
yeah. Okay. All right, so I think that more or less we know Sarah didn't, or she played cross-country track and volleyball. And so we don't have to interview her on that one. But, Yaya, you played sports at junior high, correct?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
I played volleyball and track.
Volleyball and track?
Yes.
And then you were kind of interested in doing that again, but you decided rather to go with the sports medicine?
Yeah, I want to, it was either a get out of this and go do volleyball, but I played volleyball so much. I miss it, but I'd rather try something new and probably stick with sports medicine for a while.
Yeah.
And see what I can do next year.
All right, I'll say I think you're a real hard worker. Like, I know I've teased you about getting lost. I mean, yes, you are a freshman, so it's pretty typical that you get a little lost and distracted. But I think you work really hard, and then you do a good job of trying to make friends. So very cool.
I have a lot of friends.
I know. You told me 6 million on Facebook.
Yeah, 6 right. million on Facebook. You should add me, people.
6 million.
Not even.
All right, Alondra. You said you played 7th grade basketball, and that was it?
Yes, that was it.
Are you in a rock band? Are you a guitar hero, superstar?
I love to text.
Love to text?
That's my thing.
It's your hobby. Your thing?
All right, yeah. Well.
It's her passion.
Facebook is my obsession.
Facebook?
Is my obsession.
All right. So, Alondra, Facebook, Ontiveros. All right, so now we're going to get to the point. This is, Sarah, don't be nervous. This is where Sarah jumps in with her first question. Same set of questions, so it should be kind of easy. So, Sarah, go ahead and ask our guest to answer this question.
Alondra, why are you interested in sports medicine?
I'm interested in sports medicine because it's... I think it will give me a head start on what I want to do when I grow up.
And by what you want to do, what does that mean?
Like a doctor, like the basics, you know.
So you're interested in being a doctor, a specific kind of doctor?
Nope. I think general.
A general doctor?
Yes.
All right, so general practice doctor?
We'll be a general surgeon. No.
I don't like blood.
Well,
I think.
Surgeon's different than doctor. if you don't like blood, it's going to be really tough to be a doctor.
Well,
cut open.
The first reason that I figured out that I faint when I see blood was when I cut my finger. And my dad told me that the reason that I fainted was because I saw that I couldn't stop my finger. Like, I couldn't stop from, bleeding. So I fainted and I got worried.
That's sad.
Like you actually fainted, or you just fainted. Like passed out?
I fainted, yeah.
Unconscious.
Like 20 minutes, yeah.
I'm sorry for laughing.
20 minutes?
Funny.
Did they call the ambulance?
No.
You were unconscious for 20 minutes and they didn't call the ambulance?
I know.
That's sad.
And then that same
sure
day I went
just
to school.
It didn't seem like 20 minutes?
Well, my dad said it was like 20 minutes, but I think he was just playing with me. But he said it was for a long time, though, for just a little cut.
So you actually passed out.
Yeah, for a little cut.
Then they just left you laying on the floor.
At least she's here
today,
Jackson.
On the couch. I was on the couch.
And then you still got up and went to school.
Yeah.
At least she's here today.
Were you on time? Were you on time that day?
No, I was late. Really late.
Maybe it was 20 minutes.
Okay. At least she's here with us today, Jackson.
Yep. I know. At least she didn't bleed out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for laughing. That's kind of
It
funny.
Was a deep cut. I'm scarred for life.
You have this scar?
On my finger. It's on this one.
All right. Well, we got the lights off in here so they can see the screen or the projector. So I can't really see to verify at this point, but I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay.
All right. So, Yaya, same question.
Why am I interested
in sports? What interests you about hanging out with me?
I get to meet new people, and I wanted to learn how to help people, like if they were hurt or something. I wanted to know what to do in the situation besides call my mommy.
All right, that's excellent. Basically take care of yourself or other people if and you get injured.
Yes. And not depend on
someone else, like a random person, be like, oh my God, what do? I can be like, oh, I know what to do in that situation.
That is nice.
Man, not that many people are first aid in CPR
Who are freshmen.
Yeah, and then you go be like, yeah, I'm first aid in CPR certified. You're not. High five.
Wow.
All right. I kind of got distracted. Did you say you plan on doing something medical?
Yeah, I wanted to be a pediatrician.
Pediatrician. So, I saw a lot of people interested in medicine or being a doctor or something like that.
Doctores.
Yes.
C. All right. All right, so, again, you know, you kind of got the cheat sheet because you got to sit through the first interview. We've done team building, first aid, CPR, AED, field setup, training room tour, our athletic trainer website, training room management, podcasting. We've done a couple other different things for getting here. And so, Mariah, what have you learned so far?
I have learned CPR, first aid, how to wrap hands, fingers, wrist. I haven't learned ankles yet, but I want to learn that.
All right, so first aid CPR, that's pretty much everybody, except for the one new student we have. He came in after.
Anna.
So pretty much everybody else has learned first aid CPR. We're still working on the certification for some, but that's one of the good things that I definitely wanted to make sure we did in this class. But taping's fun, and I have like a little check sheet so they get to get checked off after they've taped either me or Doc. And so after we know that they're good at it, then we'll allow them to tape the athletes. So, all right. Same question, Alondra. What have you learned so far? What do you remember learning?
My CPR and first aid. How to wrap wrists, fingers. I haven't learned ankles yet, but I'm hoping to learn.
All right. So that'll work, again, kind of along the same lines, first aid. And probably same reason they just talked about being CPR first. It's kind of a bragging rights thing. You get something that nobody else is doing, and then...
Yeah, I'm already CPR certified.
Then we can go to varsity games. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Watch your upperclassmen buddies.
All right, so we had a little bit of technical difficulty. We had to take a break in the action, but we are right back. We were just talking about what have you learned so far, and so that's going to give us, again, you know, Sarah's working on her co-hosting skills here. So, Sarah, take it away with your next question.
Mariah, what have you not really liked about doing so far?
Well, let me see. Where do I start? No, I'm just messing with y'all. What I don't really like doing is when we have to walk across the bridge. It is hot outside. We gotta walk up the stairs, walk across the bridge, walk down the stairs. That's just a little too much for Yaya. One lazy Yaya.
All right, so our facilities, our athletic fields are across a main road. And so the students aren't allowed to cross the street, so they have to go up the bridge, up the stairs, up the bridge, and back down the stairs. To get over there, and then the same thing on the way back. So it's understandable.
Junior, you get to ride the car.
You get to ride the little car. I'm so jealous of them.
So, yep, when you get to be a junior student athletic trainer, we allow them to drive the cart. But again, that's only two people, so the rest of them still have to walk. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Guess you just got to learn to love the stairs.
So, Alondra, what have you not liked about having to do so far?
I really like everything. It doesn't bother me to walk across the field or anything, or cross the bridge or go up and down the stairs like 3 times in a row.
That's just the Yaya thing, I guess. Yeah. I am.
No, that's not. It doesn't bother me. I really like this class. It's like one of my relaxed periods that I have.
Wait, are you trying to say that we don't do anything?
No, we do something, but what we do is not stress.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's not like
you actually talk and you have fun.
Excellent. That's exactly what I was looking for. Great answer, Alondra. Great answer. I'm ever.
You are.
All right.
Also, who was the teacher? Doc, right? The best teacher ever?
Huh?
Doc is the best teacher ever?
Only if you're calling me Doc. But no. Usually they call him Doc.
Sorry, Jackson. You're our best teacher ever.
All right. So, again, now that we've got out of the way the things that we don't necessarily like, what about single favorite thing you've done so far? Don't say everything, or I like everything, or anything. Just the single one favorite. Maybe it's just one day of practice or something, but the single one we've done so far in sports medicine.
Me or Alondra?
Let's go with that.
The one single thing I've done that interests me. CPR.
Okay. All right. Is that just because you get to learn a skill when you're up and moving?
No, because I get a face shield.
Oh, yeah. You do have the pocket mask that you can carry
on
your
ID. Yes, because I passed my test.
Yes. Long distance high five. Ready, set, go.
Ready. True. Clap.
All right.
They didn't clap.
Clap.
We need some applause from our studio audience, please.
Thank you.
All right. And Yaya, favorite thing so far? Single favorite thing?
Meeting all the people.
Yes. Adding another 1,000 per day to her Facebook?
Yes, Jackson, yes.
All right.
That song we heard on YouTube, the...
Smooth Criminal.
Yes, that was.
If you haven't seen it, yeah, look it up.
Okay?
James Madison
Are you
University,
okay,
Smooth Criminal Athletic Trainer. Type that in there on YouTube. It's a pretty video. So whoever it was did a good job.
I actually looked it up at home and played it really loud while I was doing the dishes.
Athlete, are you okay? Are you okay?
And it's on my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how you can look that up whatever. Because I'm still learning. Because we just got access this year at school and at home. I just didn't really care to look on YouTube. All right. As we kind of wrap up the interview, we're going to talk about what you hope the course, and then maybe at the end of the year, you know, or throughout the course of the year, we'll see if you're learning those things. So, what are some of the things, one of the things you really hope to learn?
One thing that I hope to learn?
One, or maybe things that you would really want to learn about.
Probably about muscles and all that, to see so I could help people, like if they have a cramp in their leg or something, they pull something, I would know what to do.
All right, so learning about muscles.
Yes, and it reach me.
And Alondra.
What I'd really like to learn is,
anything really.
All right, so
I'm all open
for whatever.
Yeah, I'm all open. Anything y'all want to teach me.
We got lots for you. So it's pretty much going to wrap it up because these kids are going to be late to lunch if I don't shut this off. So I want to, again, thank a set of sports medicine students and my amazing first-time Sarah. So Sarah, sign off.
Clap for Sarah.
Bye, everybody.
Yep.
Bye, you guys.
That was Yaya. And finally, Alondra.
Bye.
All right. Broadcast episode.
Thank you for having me.
Episode, what is this? Episode 8. We are done. And now it's time to thank some of the people that support us. We want to thank Memorial Hermann Hospital System. They have really recently partnered with our school district, and they provide us a stadium athletic trainer who kind of oversees us. And then they've also hooked us up with impact tests so that we can take care of those kids. But we've built a pretty good relationship so far in just a few weeks that we've been working with them. And, you know, obviously there's more things to come, but they've donated some things to some other grants that I'm going to write or I've written. And so I'm just waiting on the decision makers. And so Memorial Hermann Hospital System has really jumped right in to help out Pasadena Independent School District. So we got to thank them. And real quick, a tech tip would be to let your students be a resource. They have to know an answer to your technology questions. So sometimes when you can't figure things out, see if your students know, see if they have a solution. Sometimes they know more about these programs or use them all the time. So any other information you know about www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training, or you can Google Sports Medicine Broadcast. You can follow us on Twitter, PHS Trainers, or you can call the office phone 713-740-0310, extension 01312. And that'll do it for Sports Medicine Broadcast Episode 8.